With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says some great progress was made during Friday's high-stake talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the war in Ukraine, but neither leader offered specific details on the trajectory of the war. Russian President Putin, through an interpreter, says much more needs to be done.
I think that overall, me and President Trump have built a very good business-like and trustworthy contact, and have every reason to believe that moving down this path, we can come, and the sooner the better, to the end of the conflict in Ukraine. Thank you.
President Trump said many points were agreed to, with just a very few remaining and one particular sticking point. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis believes those attending the summit were significant.
We had the Secretary of Commerce, Treasury people. We had, of course, business people there. That seems a very clear message that at stake here was Russian business and a relationship with the United States. So I think in the background, that's going to really motivate the oligarchs who have been giving Putin some difficulty at home.
McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network. First Lady Melania Trump demanding that that Hunter Biden retract comments linking her to Jeffrey Epstein.
Mrs. Trump takes issue with two comments former President Joe Biden's son made in an interview this month with American journalist Andrew Callaghan. He alleged that Epstein introduced the First Lady to now President Donald Trump. Melania Trump's lawyer, Alejandro Brito, wrote in a letter to Biden that the statement was false, defamatory, and extremely salacious. Biden's remarks were widely disseminated on social media and reported by media outlets around the world, causing the First Lady, quote, to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. A Pakistani human rights group is raising its voice.
The Movement for Equality has been organizing marches and protests demanding that the government modify the application of its draconian anti-blasphemy laws. Those statutes, which can result in a death sentence, are often used by Muslims in Pakistan to settle petty squabbles with their minority Christian neighbors. Movement for Equality also points to a surge in false accusations and an increase in mob violence against those accused. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terrorist group is ramping up its attacks in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Christians are almost always the target, and tensions are running high there. One local leader tells International Christian Concern, "Our population must stay alert. We are facing a persistent threat. Only by working together with the security forces and remaining cautious, we can avoid further bloodshed." Muslim terrorism is running rampant in sub-Saharan Africa, where about 50% of the population is mostly Christian. This is SRN News. Small-scale solar panels about the size of a door are poised to be plugged into more U.S. homes and apartments.
Homeowners and renters who want to harness the sun's energy continue to look for cheaper alternatives to rooftop installations. Known as plug-in or balcony solar, the systems that are already popular in Europe could become more attractive to U.S. buyers now that the residential rooftop solar credits are being scrapped under the GOP tax bill. Manufacturers report increased demand amid other positive signs, such as Utah recently passing a law to streamline regulations for homeowners to buy and install them. John Scott reporting.
Officials say flash floods triggered by torrential rains have killed over 280 people in India and Pakistan and left scores of others missing. Rescuers Friday had brought to safety some 1,600 people from two mountainous districts in the neighboring countries. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.